I'm here now with Albert Ching of iSprint Innovations, and Albert's going to tell us a little bit about what their product is. I understand that they focus somewhat on finance, but I want you to keep in mind that we do have a much broader audience outside of just the banking industry.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for your time. Okay. In iSprint, we specialize in a few things here. We do a strong authentication. We do password management for different systems. And our solution has been proven in many banks and government agencies in different parts of the world. Currently, we do have a deployment in more than 15 countries.
Okay. And I know I just sat through an interview that goes over your products and solution set. I know that one of the major parts of your offering is single sign-on. So explain that a little bit to how banks can use that.
Yeah, we do have a lot of financial institutions using our product for the call centers. In many of our deployments, the banking call centers, the call agents have to use many, many different applications. And due to turnover, they do a lot of issue with password provisioning, deprovisioning, and single sign requirements. So we do have a lot of deployment for those call centers that address the single sign-on and staff turnover issues. And most important, right, you're not talking about single sign-on, our product suite to address the requirement for strong authentications. In fact, we do a very large deployment for many banks for the internet banking requirements.
Okay. Now, I see on the screen you have a number of your clients on here, and there are some very large companies, but I understand that you guys also work with some of the smaller regional banks as well.
Yes, we do. Yeah, the key thing is, like I said, it's not a big or small, but rather a big bank can adopt a solution, definitely fit for other smaller, even regional banks.
Okay, and I think that it's important, you know, I think that we've seen, especially again focusing on the finance industry, with everything that's going on with the economy, every business, it seems like, is cutting back a bit. How can your product work in with existing solutions that might already be in place? A lot of these financial institutions or companies in general might not want to all of a sudden spend a lot of money on a whole new system to work with.
That's one of really our value proposition here. Again, I would say our product is built to integrate. We integrate very well with the existing infrastructure. Talk about strong authentication, we can work with any existing web single sign-on product, any tokens that they're using.
So if an institution is already using RSA tokens or something else for high-profile customers or even their employees, your system would be able to integrate with that.
Absolutely. Yeah, the key thing, if you want to bring a very cost-effective solution, okay, to help them address the current challenges, definitely we know that cost an issue, but definitely can work with big or small organizations that address their security requirements.
Okay. Now, shifting gears a bit outside of the finance industry, you also said that outside of the U.S., you do a lot of work with government agencies as well.
That's correct. Yeah. In fact, our largest client is the tax office in Singapore. We support more than 4 million users for existing tax portal. Like come April 15, okay, and we do the press as well. You know, make sure that we can file on time and meet the tax deadline.
Very good. Any parting thoughts?
I think definitely security is really changing the whole landscape. No longer a cost item, but rather it's a change agent. Change the way how come looking at the operation and how security can help improve that.
Very good. Well, once again, I'm here with Albert Ching of iSprint Innovations. Thank you.
Again, thank you, Mike.